to the sophomores for Wipeout.
That's right, and welcome back to...
And first to the juniors for Family Feud.
Halftime here, the Wolfie Lessons Award.
Thank you to all of the participants in the parade today.
27-6, they put up a couple of scores in each of the first two quarters. They limited Coleman Egan to a single touchdown and really a single big play. We'll take a look at that when we break down the numbers a little further. We start off our halftime show, though, with a look at the scoring summary. The Warbirds would strike first after a Coleman Egan 3-and-out. 9:41 to play in the opening quarter. It was Caleb Richmond to Moshe Richmond, a 59-yard touchdown pass. Andreas Boldholm would add on the extra point. It was 7-0 Warbirds. One more in the opening quarter, 4:03 to play in the first. Caleb Richmond to Colin Hughes this time from 27 yards out. Boldholm the extra point, good again. 14-0 Wolsey Wessington after one. Second quarter, Coleman Egan would get their first score with 9:09 to play in the half. 68-yard Jack Mosel run. The two-point pass would fail, and at that point it was 14-6. Two more for the Birds before the break. One with 3:46 to play in the second. A 14-yard pass, Caleb Richmond and Colin Hughes. Boldholm with another extra point, 21-6. And then with 2:48 to play in the second, a 39-yard pass, Caleb to Moshe. The extra point no good on the fourth of four attempts. And that leads us to our halftime score, Wolsey Wessington 27, Coleman Egan 6. Remember, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 883 Hair. Services available for the entire family at the Mirror Family Hair Care. For an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 Fourth Street Southeast, downtown Huron. The Mirror Family Hair Care will bring us scoreboard updates, which we will get to after another timeout. Wolsey Wessington leads here at the break, 27-6 over Coleman Egan. More of the halftime show in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on KOKK.
Mom, Dad gone? Where are you?
I'm ready to meet right there now.
Oh.
Looking at his dad.
His dad? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Yeah, get rid of the lyrics. We might do it.
Welcome back to Woolsey here, halftime of the Woolsey Lexington Warbirds homecoming game here for 2023. All Warbirds here in the first half, 27-6. They lead over Coleman-Egan. As we said before the break, scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. They do accept walk-ins, by the way. The Mirror is at 35 4th Street Southeast. Talk to Lori or Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care. So your scoreboard update, Woolsey Lexington leads Coleman-Egan here in Woolsey 27-6. Other scores across the state, not a lot going on. This one got underway quite early. Hitchcock Tulare beat Sunshine Bible Academy today 52-0. Freeman Marion Freeman Academy leading Cologne 42-12. A couple at the end of the half, Heritage Shelby leading Solid Buttes 14-0. Your Tigers expected to kick off tonight at 7 p.m. That'll be our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340. AIJV. Again, I don't think any 11-man teams really of note playing already. Looks like Chamberlain and Sioux Falls Christian are tied at 7 apiece. But again, a lot of places getting underway here in the next half an hour or so. We're even keeping that regular 7 o'clock time. Of course, area team, again, Hitchcock Tulare defeats Sunshine Bible Academy today 52-0. And the Huron Tigers will play tonight at 7 p.m. at Aberdeen over on 95 and 1340 KIJV. So short scoreboard update today brought to you by Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Huron. Well, this one here tonight, a whole lot of Woolsey Lexington Warbirds. My stats, again, are unofficial. I keep them as I call the game, so I'm sure I miss one here and there. But unofficially, I got Caleb Richmond down as perfect in the first half. 12 out of 12 for 190 yards and 4 touchdowns. 2 of those went to Colin Hughes. 3 catches for 46 and a pair of scores for Hughes. 6 catches for 117 and a pair of scores for Moshe Richmond. Couple more catches here. Peyton Rainford, 2 for 18. Austin Wyatt, 1 for 19. But again, I got Caleb at 12 out of 12 for 190 yards and 4 touchdowns at the half. On the ground, Moshe, 1 carry, minus 4. Colin Hughes, 1 carry for 12. Austin Wyatt, 6 carries for 22. Caleb Richmond, 8 carries for 34. Caleb did fumble. They did, however, recover said fumble. 4 penalties for 25 yards tonight against the Woolsey Lexington Warbirds, but their favorite number, the scoreboard, they need 27-6. For Chad Williamson of the Coleman-Egan Hawks on the rushing game, Hayden Pearson a carry for minus 3, Johnny Keyes a carry for 4, Jack Mosel 3 carries for 86 yards and a touchdown. He has been sacked at least 3 times. I've got Caden Carter for a solo sack. I've got Caden combining with Ethan Rerick on a combo sack, and then also got Peyton Rainford down with a sack earlier in this game. So again, the Hawks with the majority of their rushing yards on that 68-yard touchdown by Jack Mosel. Passing games, Mosel is 8 of 16 for 55 yards. Hayden Pearson, 2 catches for 6. Jace Mosel, 3 catches for 23. Wyatt Bomberger, a catch for minus 1. Jackson Wright, 2 catches for 28. So the Hawks right now 55 through the air, about another 85 on the ground. Peel off 35 penalty yardage. And the Coleman-Egan Hawks having kind of a rough one here on the road. For the Woolsey Lexington Warbirds, 190 through the air, about another 65 or so on the ground. 25 yards in penalty yards as the Woolsey Lexington Warbirds lead here at the half, 27-6. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, come back and put the finishing touches on a halftime show. The Warbirds will have the football to start the second half, and a nice lead, 27-6 at the break over Coleman-Egan. We're back with the second half in 2 minutes. A 2-minute break on KOKK. Oh, did that extra 3 go up yet?
Yeah.
That is the extra 3? Okay.
I thought I saw that.
What?
How was that?
I dropped it.
So, since we're just going to drive him down, can we pick up Ryder again?
What?
since we're going to be in town, can we pick up Ryder and then you can drop me off at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back to Wolsey, set for a second half of football here between Wolsey Messenger Warbirds and Coleman Indian Hawks. Hawks looking for their first win on the season. Coleman Egan thus far has played out to Lake Bend, a 56-16 loss. Lost to Dubert, 44-14. Lost to Howard, 54-20. Lost to Esteline Hendricks last week, 14-6. So searching for that first victory here. Wolsey Westington comes out 2-0. They beat Iroquois Lake Preston 50-0. They beat Gregory 48-32. Then they lost to Parkston 54-0. They got their bye week in there. Then lost to Heartbreaker last week at Smith 14-6. Doesn't get any easier after tonight. They are at Platte Geddes and then home against Britton Hecla and Avon to close out the regular season. A couple of, well, as of tonight, one loss teams across the board to close out the year for Wolsey Westington. The Redbirds looking to kind of right the ship, so to speak, as they start off 2-0. They drop two consecutive.
Jack Moser.
2 and now lead here 27-6.
Kick off to start the second half.
On a homecoming Friday night, Ian and Wolsey. Jack Moser on to kick it away.
Back to return for the Warbirds and Moshe Richmond.
Won the toss and Bert Coleman Egan took the ball. Back the run up and the deep kick. He's got a little wind behind him here. And Moshe back at the 5 across the 10, the 15, and the 20. Trying to cut it outside and slip the guy across the 30. And finally,
20-yard kick return from Moshe Richmond.
35 or so. We'll see where they mark him down. Actually, they're running in about the 30.
Call him out at the 30-yard line.
So Wolsey Westington will take over at their own 30. Second half just underway. Wolsey Westington.
Solid kick by Mosel.
7-6.
Moshe Richmond on the return.
First couple of things.
First and 10.
We're lining up a receiver to the left.
For the Warbirds.
Ashton Hill
on the 30-yard line.
Shane lines up to the left. Wyatt in the backfield. Caleb will send Rainford in motion. Not too long.
For Wyatt. Wyatt follows Rainford. Left side, he got the block. He's across the 35 and the 40 and almost got away.
Breaks out for a first down for Warbirds. Across the 40.
Wyatt for another dozen. Six carries, 22 yards in the first half. 7
for 34 yard line.
In the game as the Warbirds out across to around the 42 or 43. They'll go first and 10.
Caleb looking over to the sideline here, and they had a little confusion on the play, but got ready to snap the ball now. And now he's going back to the armband, but they're going to have to call timeout here pretty quick. Here comes the count. They will get the snap. Quick pass right side complete to Rainford. Rainford looking for a block. Didn't quite get it. Got spun around.
Pass complete on the right side to Rainford. Short game. And stopped by Jace Mosel.
Everybody, stop that way.
gain of three to the 45-yard line. Second down and seven.
Down six or so. It's from their own 45-yard line. Caleb, from the gun, a couple receivers right, one left is Moshe. Four man in the backfield. Quick pass complete to Moshe. Just shy of midfield, and he is run out of bounds.
Moshe Richmond on the left side. He's taken down by Jack Moser. Almost on the 50-yard line.
Not only get him to the sideline, but hold on to him. He's a tough one to hold on to.
15-2.
Pick up inch around three, 32.
Third and two.
Clock winding 10-19. Oh, he got another bottom step. Clock stops.
In the 50-yard line.
The play in the third.
Warbirds a 27-6 lead, looking to come out after the break and continue that first half momentum. Again, Moshe wide left. Hill and Rainford to the right. Here's Caleb from the gun. Austin Wyatt, the long back, on a third and two from midfield. And now we'll get a whistle, a flag, and a delay.
So now a third and two will become a third and seven.
The offense in the game.
It will be a fifth penalty against Wolsey Westington tonight.
Third and seven.
For a total of 30 yards.
Third and seven.
So third and seven, Wolsey Westington back to their own 45.
Penalty backs him up to the
play comes to the side of 10-19
to play here in the third. Hill was lined up to the near side. Now he'll swap spots with Moshe. So Moshe and Rainford to the near side. Hill to the far side. And wing left is Wyatt. Caleb will go empty backfield on a third and seven. He's going to run it. Trying to kind of bounce off the line. But the line
keeps the ball himself. No gain on the play.
They tried to go through Lohr, and Stanko come in and got a hand on
Thomas it. Thomas Lohr and Alex Stanko on the stop. Fourth down.
So that was going to go for a gain, and we'll set up a fourth and seven. And the Warbirds going for it here at their own 45, or it would appear.
From the
fourth down.
Seven, their own 45. Couple receivers to each side. Hughes even going out on the pass. Got tripped up at the line. I think they were trying to set up that screen again. Hughes got tripped up. Caleb out in no man's land.
Is complete. Over the 40-yard line.
To Moshe.
Moshe Richmond.
And they will
catches the pass.
In a fresh set.
Picks up the first down for the Warriors.
So first and 10, Wolsey Westington at the Coleman Egan 40-yard line. First and 10.
Wolsey Westington, Coleman Egan, 40.
First and 10, Warbirds.
Caleb from
the 40-yard line.
Backfield, a couple of receivers to each side. Now Moshe in motion right to left. Oh, looks like maybe a little receiver screen. That is the setup, and they get
it. Moshe Richmond,
continuing
left side, up in there for a loss.
Side coming.
Great release.
It's a couple.
And the stop, loss is two. Second and 12.
Two makes it second and 12. Of course, for Wolsey Westington, they don't mind seeing that clock tick away. They do have a 27-6 lead, four passing touchdowns tonight. And I've still got Richmond perfect. I got him 16 out of 16 for about 210. Four touchdowns, of course, no interceptions. Second and 12 now.
Second down.
At the Hawk 42. A little pitch to Hughes. Hughes cuts it back inside. He got a block. He's inside the 30. 25-20. Laying down at the 50.
That's right. Colin Hughes on the run. Picks up a Warbird first down.
All the way down to the 15-yard line. 27 on the run. First
Hughes makes it to the 15-yard line.
Colin Hughes having himself a nice game. A rush for 12 in the first half. A rush for 27 in the second half, three catches, 46 yards, couple of touchdowns. First and 10, Warbirds.
First and 10 on the 15.
Warbirds threatening with 7:40 left in the third, leading 27-6. Back to passes, Caleb makes the pass, lobs it back to the
touchdown. Number two, Peyton.
his touchdown tonight, the fifth passing touchdown for Caleb Richmond. For Peyton Rainford, it is his fourth catch, four catches, 38 yards, and a touchdown.
Both home on the kick.
This one will come with 7:34 to play in the third.
Both home on trying to add another extra point. He's 3 out of 4 of the
kick.
Was kind of rough. He's got the hold down and the kick is up and in.
7:34 to play in the third. 34-6 Warbirds. We're back to Woolsey in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, you can finish that later if the, like when the game's going on, make sure you're recording it. Okay. Whoa. Dangerous.
Welcome back to Woolsey. Set on to kick it away. He's 4 of 5 on extra points tonight. This one's a bullet. And we chase Jace all the way to 15 yards. Jace rolls him back across the 20, spun around, but he got away from the 10. Still on his feet, and he actually loses some yards.
I think they might give him that motion, like if this is the furthest that he got, so he's going to get the mark at the 20. They ended up getting him all the way back at the 13-yard line, but yeah, they will mark him down at the furthest he advanced the football, and that was the 20.
So the Hawks take back over, trailing now 34-6. They go first and 10, their own 20. Mosel's got one in the backfield with him. He's going to run it himself. Right up the middle. He's on
five. On the run by Mosel.
So second and 5 as Coleman Egan sets up their own 25 with now 7 minutes to play in the third. Well, for Woolsey Westington, we will go to Flat Geddes next Friday night. And back home for two more, closing out the regular year. 3 out of 3.
Second and 5 on the 25.
5 endings this year. And here's a flag flying on the
backfield on the last time, number 10. Jackson is right.
The Americans. I think that's an illegal show.
Caleb Richmond on the stop.
And I think that's the case, so I think it'll just be second and 10. Unless they decline the penalty, they did get no gain on the run, so we can get by a move there, so if they can.
Illegal shift in the offense.
The penalty is declined.
He's
actually lost a yard on the run.
Third and 5.
We'll take the minus 1 on the run. It sets up a third and a long 5.
And as there's a shot at 25 yard line, there's Mosel from the gun keys to his left. Couple of receivers on a third and 5 from their own 25 yard line. There's a motion, and the option is to the motion there. The fumble ball is on the field, and I think that is going to be a fumble. I think the Warbirds are going to get on top of it. So the pitch there was back to
fumble recovered by the Warbirds.
And the Warbirds will take over with the short field here. First and 10 at the 22-yard line.
We'll see Westington takes over after the fumble recovery. First down.
Warbird's another short field.
On the 22-yard line.
Here in the third, they lead 34-6. First and 10 at the Hawk 22 after the fumble. Caleb Richmond from the gun. Empty backfield. Couple receivers right, couple left. He's lining up as a wing, and Caleb's going to run it himself. Following Hughes up the middle. Caleb on five.
Richmond keeps it himself, lines up the middle. Stopped by a number of Hawks.
Gain around 6 yards on the play. We'll set up second and we'll call it a long four.
Gain is six.
Midway point of the third, 6 minutes to play.
Second and four.
Warbirds lead 34-6 and threatening here on a second and four from the Coleman Egan 16. The pass right side complete to Moshe. Trying to sit.
Complete on the right side for Moshe Richmond. Jason Mosley stop. Loss on the play.
For a loss of about four, and we'll make it third and two. Or third and eight, rather. Ball back up to the 20-yard line. So third and eight at the Hawk 20. Warbirds with 5:19 to play in the third, lead 34-6.
Third and eight
from the gun, a couple of
just outside the 20-yard line.
Wyatt, lone man in the backfield. And Wyatt will get the handoff right side. He got a block.
Wyatt, and was tripped
just inside the 20 down to around the
right side, taken down by Hayden Pearson.
Hayden Pearson over to make the stop, wrap him up. The pickup is around three. It'll make it fourth and five. Well, fourth and closer to six. Warbirds approach going for it here down to the 17 or
so. Fourth and six.
From the gun. Wyatt to his right, couple receivers right, one left. Caleb back to pass, launches left side. Caleb or Moshe is trying to
incomplete.
Justin make the catch.
And Moshe Richmond lead on the receiver on the turnover on down. So that will
also
take
be the first incomplete pass of the day for Caleb Richmond. Caleb is now 18 of 19 for somewhere in the neighborhood of 230 and 5 touchdowns. This one, however, the turnover on downs. Coleman Egan will get it back with 4:30 to play here. In the third, they'll go first and 10, their own 18-yard line. Jack Mosley from the gun.
First and 10 for the Hawks.
Keys.
On the 18-yard line.
A couple of receivers out there as well. First and 10, their own 18. Jack Mosley the pass. Watch it. Left side looking for Jace. Chase falling down, does not make the catch, and now
the flag
comes in late against Ashton Hill on the pass interference. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to the coaching staff about that.
It's coming in penalty on the Warbirds. First down for the Hawks.
The ball was coming.
Ball will be on the 33-yard line.
They were out of bounds. So the 15 and the fresh set of downs. First and 10. Coleman Egan, their own 33-yard line. First and 10, their own 33. Jack Mosel brings him to the line. One wide each side, a wing left. Low back is Keys. Actually, double wing. Now a little bit of motion from one of those wings. They'll fake the handoff and Jack Mosel to pass. Rush out towards the far sideline. He's going to run across the 40. Awful close to that.
Mosel keeps it himself. Run right. Taken down near the first down marker.
Close to the marker there. And he's
off the 40 and a 41.
Maybe closer to eight. Second and a couple here. Coleman Egan working with 4:14 to play in the third. But trailing
34-6.
Ground to make up here for the Hawks, looking for their first win on the season. There's the run, sniffed out quickly by the Warbird defense. And this run will go for the
loss of John Keyes.
Keyes has had tough sledding here today.
Loss of a yard, maybe two.
It's going to go for minus two Keyes on the day. Three carries, 1 yard.
Third and around three here for
third and three.
Coleman Egan. Jack Mosel, the motion there. And back to motion. And it's Pearson. Pearson coming from the near side. And it's
Pearson.
Tackle back.
Austin Wyatt. And the stop brings up fourth down.
Wyatt. He's got a Wyatt and Pearson out there all alone. Wyatt makes the stop.
Fourth and two on the 40-yard line.
And we'll go for maybe a yard or so and set up fourth and around two. Inside of 3 minutes left here in the third. Jack Mosel
from the fourth down
to his left. Couple of seams, couple of wins. Mosel the option. And boy, if Mosel wasn't going to get sacked by Riddick,
the right side puts the down keys for the loss. The turnover on bounds. Wolfie Wessington take over.
And
about the 33-yard line.
Option was flipped out to Keys. Richmond makes the stop. Loss of around five and a turnover on down. And no matter how that play worked out, the Warbirds were going to come out okay. They had the option. They had the quarterback, hands on the quarterback. Before he even thought about the option, as soon as the option is pitched, we'll stay there to make the tackle. So the turnover on downs, Warbirds get a short field, first and 10, the 33-yard line of the Hawks. Caleb from the gun, couple of receivers right, one left. Caleb back to pass on first and 10. Flushed out, he'll run it. Looking left, looking right, jumps over a guy, or not quite over him, but hurdles inside the 10 and the 5, and he's in for the touchdown. Richmond all Caleb over Richmond the place on the 3-yard touchdown run. And now a flag on the play. Coming back, it just might be, and it looks like it is. The Warbirds are backing up. See what the call is here. And it looks like they'll come over and talk to the Coleman Egan coaching staff. So.
Touchdown's good.
Well, touchdown counts.
Head ball, unsportsmanlike. Number 33 at Wilson Wrestling. Coleman Egan is elected to take it on the kickoff.
And then an unsportsmanlike. Again.
Touchdown is good.
So the touchdown
after the play
does count.
An unsportsmanlike penalty on the Warbirds that will be enforced on the kickoff.
This will come with 2:05 to play in the third. And Mahomes on to try to tack on another extra point. 35. So Bulo on as Rainford ready with another hold. Hold is down. Out of the way. And good. 2:05 to play here in quarter number three. 41-6 Woolsey Wessington. We're back in a minute. A 60-second break on KOKK.
41-6 the score after the Woolsey Wessington touchdown and PAT. Mosel will kick off from the 25-yard line after the penalty's in place.
Welcome back to Woolsey. A kickoff from way back from the personal foul.
16-yard return for J.C. Morgan.
Back to about midfield.
Austin White.
That's where.
On the stop.
So for the Hawks. Aren't time getting anything going. 55 passing yards on 16 attempts, 8 completions in the first half.
Moses return takes the Hawks across midfield. First down.
They did lose
in the 49-yard line.
And a tough sled. They had the one big run by Mosel. And here's Jack again trying the big run. Uh-oh, 40, 35, 30. Shake and tackle. Oh, he shook another. He's inside the 25.
Long run by Mosel. Picks up a first down for the Hawks.
24 yards. And a first down.
Call it 20.
Mosel, right spot.
4 yards. Ball on the 25-yard line on the first down.
10 yards
for the Hawks. And timeout Warburg.
Timeout. A minute two to play in the third. 41-6, Woolsey Westington. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK. Welcome back to Woolsey. Minute two to play here in the third quarter. Coleman Egan.
Timeout ends. First down for the Hawks on the 25-yard line.
The second half.
After a 24-yard run by number 14,
in the first
Jack Mosel.
Had another nice run here moments ago, and now a first and 10 at the Warbird 25-yard line.
Jack will go from the gun, a motion. They'll give the handoff to the far side for Pearson. Pearson.
Pearson.
Right guard picks up around 7 or 8.
Gain on the play.
This is the third carry on that.
Give him
7
on the run there. 3 rushes, 5 yards tonight for Pearson. A lot of on the ground here, and then those 2 runs by Mosel. Back down to 30 seconds left, third quarter. Warbirds up now 41-6 as Jack Mosel and the Hawks get one in here.
Close out to third. Fake the handoff to Pearson. Hand it off to the second man through. It's number 4, Braden
Lee.
He's able to see.
First down for the Hawks.
Back inside the 10.
Inside the 10.
Down to about the 6.
6 yards.
So a dozen or so for Weiss and a first and goal for the Hawks.
Third quarter ends.
For quarter number 4, after 3 quarters in
one. 41 for the Warriors, Hawks 6.
Back in a minute, 60 seconds on there.
Coleman Egan, first and goal, and we start the quarter.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Max Wolsey here with a fresh 12 on the board. We'll switch ends and get set for a fourth quarter of Wolsey Westington homecoming high school football. Warbirds trying to pick up a dub here on the homecoming Friday night. They lead 41-6. They came out of the gates, a couple of big wins to start the year. Ran into an incredibly good Parkston team in week three, then had a week off, then lost a heartbreaker at DeSmet last week.
Fourth quarter starts. First field goal for the Hawks on the six.
Well on their way, they lead 41-6. Here's Jack Mosel.
Touchdown from 6 yards.
So number
reception. Number four, Braden Lee.
Eight out in the touchdown, and the Hawks strength again here with 11:54 to play. Short pass, Mosel.
Hawks line up for two.
Reese, and now they will look for a two-point conversion. Jack Mosel the pass, fires it over the middle, and it is good.
Complete.
11:54 to play, fourth quarter, 41-14. The Warbirds lead.
We're back in
60 seconds. Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, regulation timing will not resume if the score difference is dropped below 35. So will not resume if that is running. Yeah.
Seconds in, we get a score for Holy Egan.
2 points in raising him, 41-14.
Mosel will kick for the Hawks.
So Jack Mosel on to kick. And
Rainford and Ashton Hill, a deep blue suit.
He spent a little extra time putting it on the seat. Oh, yep. Back to around 10.
Fumble. Recovered by the Hawks.
So the quick turnaround here for Coleman Egan, and they will get it back with 11:30 to play. Of course, the clock winding is the difference was 35 there earlier on.
Hawks ball on the fumble recovery. They'll start on the 28-yard line.
One more thing Coleman Egan kind of playing against here is they already trailing by 27. So first and 10, Hawks at the 28-yard line. Mosel going to take it himself.
Mosel keeps it himself.
Load after
short gain on the play.
A gain of around a yard. Got met upstairs. Got knocked back. Legs taken out. He does end up gaining around a yard.
Second and 9.
On a 2nd and 9 from the Warbird 27. Same look, Jack Mosel from the gun. Receiver right, receiver left. And then out of the backfield, and there was nobody there to take the handoff.
That was a good job. He just control about of the ball. Putting out for a loss.
He was supposed to give it there, or Pearson was supposed to take it, but he's kept on running. Mosel had nowhere to go with it.
did, however, hold on to the football. They'll lose about five or so and set up third and around 15.
Third and 15.
Holman Egan back here at now the 33-yard line of the Warbirds after Wolsey Lessington fumbled on the kick return after the Holman Egan touchdown. 41-14 Warbirds, 9:40 to play.
Jack Mosel from the gun, and again almost lost it. This time it is
Mosel taking down for a loss.
32, Sawyer Nelson, I think, on the sack.
Sawyer Nelson. Any credit for the sack?
So they're going to lose here about 10 more. And then at least the fourth sack on Mosel. And again, my stats
are eight and long.
This is fourth and forever.
Fourth down.
Up at about the 42 they need around the 18. Well, about 24 yards, but Nelson almost had him again. Here's a pass over there.
Interception.
Exactly. Picked off around 20, 25, 30, 35. Flags are out.
Face mask. Flags. Smash all over the place.
On Jack Mosel.
Harley Roberts.
Number
comes away with the interception.
Harley Roberts on the pick.
Now we have the officials sorting out the flags.
So one flag came in towards the end of the run back. One I'm pretty sure is on Jack Mosel as he got a little bit of face mask on his way down there on Roberts. The other one I'm not real sure. That kind of came in right at the end of the run, came from somewhere out towards the middle of the field. So the officials will talk it over and eventually we'll have Warbird football. We're just not exactly sure where. Warbirds are ready with the play call. The defense is ready for Coleman Egan. The officials holding this thing up. Come on, fellas. Of course, I guess it is important they decide where to set the football down. Talking things over. Ball tipped up and intercepted by Harley Roberts, a junior. Chief Jeremy James headed over to the sideline here to give us the skinny or to talk to the coach. Yeah, they're going to talk to both coaches now before they decide exactly where to go with this. 8:43 to play. 41-14. Wolsey Lessington in the lead. The Warbirds will have the football here one way or another. It's just a matter of where exactly the ball is going to be placed. And I guess Matt Clark would do that. The chief of this function. He'll come over now and give us the info.
5-yard face mask.
Yeah. 5-yard face mask on Coleman Egan. That's the climb. And a personal foul against the Wolsey Lessington.
The interception by Harley Roberts will stand.
And of course they will take that as the
5-yard face mask that a hot seat and a 15-yard penalty assessed against the Warbirds.
And
the first down for Wolsey Lessington on the 20-yard.
Warbirds, that was your third 15-yard penalty in the second half. They do, however, get the football back at their own 20.
Left.
A pickup of a couple here for Ethan Rerick.
Ethan Rerick on the carry. He gains four.
Pickup is four, second and six. Well, Wolsey Lessington just trying to run the clock out on this one. 8:15 to play. Running clock here tonight as the Warbirds at one point up 41-6. Have changed personnel over completely as you heard Rerick there.
Second down.
Merrick's going to get the carry again, try to make
it. Merrick runs again, this time to the right side. Taken down by Hayden Pearson. No gain on the play. Third down.
So this one will go for no gain. And we'll set up third at around six or seven. Woolsey Blessing could again. He's completely turned the lineup over here with 7.5 to play. They lead 41-14.
Third and seven on the 23-yard line.
Hand off again. Rearick left side. Head down. Pick up a 2-3.
Rearick with another run. This is going to be fourth down on the way.
Five or so, maybe four. As Rearick is out across the 25 to around the 26-yard line. So we'll see. Woolsey Lexington, I assume, will punt here, but 7 minutes to play, 41-14, homecoming Friday. Jace Mosel also assuming they will punt as he is back to return, and they are not. They are going for it.
Fourth down.
So playing center field.
And they did get, I think they got Goldman Eagan to jump offside, so it's going to be close to first down, if that's the case. And it is. So
Nigan,
who was penalized six times in the first half, for 35 yards.
For a rubber first down.
And called just twice in the second half, 2 5-yard calls. That one hurts. We'll move
the chains for the hometown Warbirds.
Woolsey Lexington will go first and 10, their own 30-yard line.
6:40 and counting to play in this one as the Warbirds look
at first down, Warbirds on the 31.
And two.
We'll call it seven, make it second and two. So Rearick in four runs, 14 yards.
Ethan Rearick gains seven.
Right along from Woolsey Lexington. Midway point
of the game. Second and two.
Woolsey Lexington leading 41 to 14. String in here, trying to move the chains on a second and two.
No snap, recovered by Roberts.
He's going to have to fall on that.
Loss on the play is about 10.
So that will turn this one into a third and around 12 or 13. After only on 27 or so, they need the 41-yard line. Harley Roberts in at quarterback here.
As the starters come, give the rest on a nice lead.
Third and 13, very quick amount of that field.
Four carries here, and now make it a fifth.
This one's going to go for a toss of a couple, and the Warbirds will, I assume, set the punt. Here's fourth and 15.
Fourth and 15.
And now Jack
Morris
to return the punt.
Richmond on the punt.
And Richmond on the punt for
Mosel on the return.
Mosel Lexington, Jack Mosel around midfield.
Kind of a pooch, but
it will take a nice Woolsey Lexington
hop
all the way to the
Colby. Takes a favorable roll for the Warbirds inside the 40.
Colby Eagle will take over first and 10 just inside their own 40 with what could be the final drive of the ball game with 4:20 to play. But remember, that clock is winding, so it only stops on timeouts, injuries. And I think that might be it. Well, scoring, please. The officials setting it down here at the 39, and we'll see if
Fox ball.
Yep, they're going to move the starters in here. Coleman Egan might.
First and 10 on the 39.
A couple of receivers left, couple right. Carry here for Pearson, trying to make the near corner. He's across the 45.
First down for the Hawks across midfield.
Pick up about
on the run by Hayden Pearson. Taken down on the 48-yard line
and for
the first down.
Territory to the 48. There's
Jersey Lexington back on the winning track here tonight on a homecoming Friday night. This Jersey Lexington team has not picked up a football win since August 25th. They beat Gregory and they lost to Parkston, had a week off.
First down.
Fell to the Smith. Edwards back on the winning track here. Pearson breaks through the line. But he's going to
Pearson on the run.
By the linebacker.
Cooper Hawkhalter on the stop.
Yardage for
game one.
And we'll make it second and round nine. Now the two.
Second and nine.
There's a lot of last postgame show coming up. We will have a few more scores.